the free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House is touting the administration's crackdown on illegal migrants as President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow. ABC's Karen Travers with details.
Tom Homan, the border czar, said that they're very pleased so far with their efforts on deportations. He said at the briefing that they have had 139,000 deportations so far. He's happy with that number, but of course, this is an effort that they say will be ongoing and continue to be quite robust.
An F-A-18 fighter jet rolled off the side of an aircraft carrier and sunk to the bottom of the Red Sea, the Navy said today. One sailor sustained minor injuries, another also survived. Both the jet and the tow tractor went overboard. In Florida, authorities are still trying to determine exactly what caused last night's deadly collision between two vessels off Clearwater. One person was killed, 10 others injured when a boat ran into a ferry vessel carrying 45 people. That boat, police say, left the scene and was later identified. This is ABC News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin announced a temporary ceasefire for 3 days in May against Ukraine, coinciding with the 80th anniversary of V-Day, the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. The U.S., though, lukewarm on the idea, with President Trump working to finalize a ceasefire deal. Ukraine's foreign minister also speaking out, saying Ukraine is calling for the 30-day ceasefire it's already agreed to and questioning why the wait to pause fighting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more.
I think that is the case which Ukraine and the Europeans are putting to the Trump administration, saying, yes, there needs to be a deal, but let's get a ceasefire in place, a long ceasefire. And the other key question is whether or not a ceasefire announced by Russia will actually be adhered to.
Power slowly being restored in Spain and Portugal after a massive outage in Europe. Electricity knocked out for millions in the middle of the day, causing disruptions, including on mass transit. The cause of that outage, not yet known. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. Milwaukee elected officials react to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley calls the circumstances of Dugan's arrest at the courthouse concerning.
We are talking about a sitting judge who uphold the laws and interpret our laws. But for her, for example, to come to the courthouse and be arrested, why didn't this happen at her home?
Judge Dugan allegedly assisted an undocumented immigrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. At the Capitol, lawmakers are considering Braden's Law, increasing penalties for sextortion, especially if it leads to suicide. The fast-growing cybercrime targets kids to send explicit images and extorts them for money or more content. The bill, named after Wausau area 15-year-old Braden Bone, had a recent public hearing in an assembly committee chaired by Representative John Spiros.
There are predators like this that are looking to manipulate children and possibly take their lives, and they don't care. And that's what's sad.
Braden died by suicide in March after being victimized by a cyber criminal. The bill would make sextortion perpetrators eligible for felony murder charges if their actions result in a victim's suicide. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has approved a name, image, and likeness amendment.
The approved constitutional amendment will allow students to enter into NIL opportunities for activities not associated or identified with their school team, school, conference, or the WIAA. Students also can't wear their school team's uniform in any endorsement deal or use the marks and logos of their school, conference, or the WIAA. Compensation for NIL deals also can't be based on a student's on-field performance, and the deals cannot be provided as a means of recruiting. Shaul Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
By Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Well, hello and welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. Good to have you with us as we take a look at what's happening in farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Ensure your machinery operates flawlessly, even under the most challenging conditions, with Cenex Maxtron THF Plus Full Synthetic Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. Sounds like it could be a bumpy ride for many folks Monday afternoon, evening, and into Tuesday across the upper Midwest. We're going to talk weather with DTN meteorologist John Baranek coming up in just a little bit. After the bottom of the hour in segment three, we got a little bit of a DTN flavor to the show today. Environmental editor Todd Neely is going to join us to talk through some of his latest stories that he is tracking across agriculture. We got some biofuels related news to touch up on and a few other stories. So we'll get to those later in the show. And then I'll have a rundown of some other news headlines that we're watching in agriculture coming up here in segment four of today's AOA. Let's kick things off as we like to do at the beginning of the week with a check of the markets. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, joins us. And Darren, good to have you with us. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. The markets on the grain and oilseed side, they're not loving Monday morning early trade. If I look at this correctly, some moderate losses across the grain sector here, Darren.
Certainly are here first thing in the morning. And just let me add, I'm honored to be the leadoff act ahead of the DTN guest that you've got coming on, because I'm looking forward to hearing both John, because John's obviously the highlight at this point with the weather taking center stage, and Todd, always good to listen to Todd. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say. Now, as far as markets go, yes, under a little bit of pressure here early Monday morning. Why? Why not? It's the best answer I can come up with. Mm-hmm. Last week was strange. There was a lot of support in the market that just seemed out of line. But, you know, as the old saying goes, markets are always right. Or if they're wrong, it doesn't pay to be right when markets are wrong. I guess we could look at it that way. So there was a lot of activity last week. We saw that in some of the CFTC numbers as well. But as we start this week, it looks to be more seasonal pressure coming into the corn market in particular, as we see both the old crop July and new crop December under some pressure here to start the day.
I wonder, I look at that calendar and we're getting to the end of the month of April. I wonder, is it some of that end of the month type of positioning type of trade that we can see from time to time, Darren?
It's certainly a possibility, because, you know, what stood out to me, at least with the corn market, is that in last Friday's CFTC numbers, we saw where they decreased their net long again. Not overly surprising, because the market tends to put a high in, you know, late April, early May, at least on the old crop market, and then starts to come down. And so we're seeing that. And it's the same thing in the new crop. And we saw some commercial selling in the new crop market as well. So is it end of month, or is it looking ahead at the normal seasonal pattern, knowing that long-term fundamentals aren't bullish, certainly not bearish, but aren't bullish to the degree that it warrants holding long futures positions long term? And so they're getting out of some of those. And so this could be end of the month, could just be a long term adjustment in the position to go into other markets.
I noticed reading through your morning commentary, December corn looked like we did break some key technical support on that chart.
Yeah, you know, for what technical analysis is worth, and that's a debate, you know, that's a discussion we can have that would fill an hour. But, you know, it had some very short-term technical support, took out on the open of Sunday night. And then we had the previous four-day low, and it took that number out as well. And as we look here this morning, at least as of this writing, as of this discussion, we've got these having broke down below 450. And so what that does is it opens the door to 440, corn length round number. So we took out 450. We now looking at 440. And if we look at its seasonal tendencies, getting back down sub 420, somewhere between, say, 415 and 405 here over the coming months, certainly seems like the next logical move for Dease corn.
Darren, I was reading through as well in your morning commentary, and we were chatting about this before the show started, that you highlighted the annual meeting of Berkshire Hathaway later this week in Omaha, of course, Warren Buffett, and that is the precursor, the opening act to the Fed meeting next week. So you look at some of the macro items that are happening, that there are plenty of news-making items that are in front of us here in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. The next 10 days in this macro market situation are going to be, I think, are going to be key. We got some headlines/comments this morning from the U.S. president that he's thinking of doing away with the income tax. We'll see how that goes. But in the bigger picture, this weekend we'll see the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, and global investors, they flock from all over the world to Omaha, but global investors will pay very close attention to what Mr. Buffett has to say, and rightfully so. And as I highlighted in today's morning commentary, you know, one of the key phrases that he's known for saying, you know, year in and year out, is bet on the United States. And given his position, he's basically pulled out of equities and he's gone into cash or short-term treasuries, which say he, you know, there's just too much uncertainty right now. So he's going into a short-term, less volatile investment strategy. So I'm wondering how he will change that statement, what he will say instead. So it'll certainly be interesting to watch. And unfortunately, you know, we're going to miss again for the second consecutive year. We're going to miss the legendary Charlie Munger. He passed away a couple years ago. And he was always great to listen to as well. So again, the investment community at large, the investment industry at large, is going to be paying close attention to what's going on here in Omaha this weekend.
We got a little over a minute, Darren. Livestock sector. I'm paying attention in cattle. Over the weekend, the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, sent a letter to Mexico trying to get them to do their part, so to speak, in containing New World screwworm. And she put the caveat in there that we could see more restrictions on those imports of livestock by Wednesday. So I'm wondering if that news in itself could have some effect on this cattle market this week.
Yeah, it certainly could, because cattle, you know, one of those that continue to come under, you know, Rule 4A, a market that can't go down, won't go down. I'm talking about live and feeders. You know, there's just this support underneath it, whatever it might be. A lot of it's coming from the commercial side. We saw that late last week. And it could certainly be tied to, you know, thoughts that this was going, a statement like this was coming out, the activity, actions like this are getting ready to happen again. So again, it'll be interesting to see what develops this week, and if Mexico feels any need to listen or obey what this particular U.S. administration has to say.
It'll be interesting to watch for sure. Darren, any other final thoughts real quick before we run out of time?
Yeah, you know, we need, again, as you pointed out earlier, we need to keep a close eye basically on the macro situation here to see what develops. But also, we can't lose fact that, you know, these are weather derivatives. The grains are weather derivatives, and that's moving center stage, as we said right off the top.
We're going to talk about that coming up next with John. For now, though, we're out of time in this segment. Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at Bar Chart. Always good to hear from you, sir. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
AOA brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Up next, we'll talk weather with ETN meteorologist John Baranek right here on AOA.
Smart stays on the road. That's why it's in your engine. Because you wouldn't settle for subpar performance. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils maintain 80% of their viscosity throughout the drain interval for superior engine performance across extreme temperatures. That horizon looks good with the competition behind you. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle safe with new brake pads and rotors from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Through April 30th, save $25 per axle on all brake pads and rotors Factory Motor Parts carries. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Hey, Land. We continue on Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel, the right choice for your operation year-round. Learn more about Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels by visiting Cenex.com. Well, it could be a bumpy ride for some folks throughout the upper Midwest on Monday into Tuesday. I say could because even though there's still plenty of unknowns with the forecast, let's talk about it. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. And John, just for starters, hope you had a great weekend and hope you are battening down the hatches there. I know you're in the Twin Cities area, at least according to the forecast right now. Could be a messy late afternoon, Monday evening across your neck of the woods.
Yeah, we've been looking at this for quite some time, and the Storm Prediction Center even had it on their, I think, day six back on Wednesday, taking a look at today as a potential big severe weather day. And really, all the ingredients are there. There's just a little bit of question mark on whether or not storms will actually develop and, you know, how widespread are they going to be? Is it just going to be a couple of little dots and a couple of little bit of big storms that move through? Or are we going to get some lines and segments and all this other stuff? So, I mean, there are still question marks, but anything that develops is going to have just almost the perfect environment for very, very strong tornadoes, significantly large hail. And then, you know, if we get some lines and segments out of it, then you get damaging winds out of it as well. So, I think the Storm Prediction Center is right in where they target that moderate risk there for the southern half of Minnesota into western Wisconsin and northern Iowa. But it's not just that area, too. I mean, the front to this system goes all the way down into the Texas Panhandle. And we could see some significant storms developing there, probably more like tonight and overnight. But down there is more of a risk of that extremely large hail. And so we're going to have to watch out for that as well here. So, you know, today, the next 24 hours are going to be kind of rocking here over the middle of the country. And we'll have to hope for the best here for most of us.
Well, John, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the differences here with what we could see, because from what I understand, and I'm a small bit of a weather nerd, I guess I would put it that way, is that if we see some of these isolated supercell type thunderstorms, that has a greater chance of leading to some strong long track tornadoes. Whereas if we see the lines form, we could definitely still see tornadoes, but it would be more of a wind and hail threat if it ends up being a line of storms. Am I saying that somewhat correctly, or correct me if I'm saying it wrong?
Yeah, I think you got the idea right. So, I mean, if you're looking out at radar here this afternoon and you see just one cell all by itself, we're going to look at that real closely for tornado development. That would be the greatest risk with there would be one of these isolated, you know, onesie, twosie little storm cells developing, because they've got the right environment for creating those big hook echoes you see on radar, and they look really impressive on satellite and radar, and those are the ones that can produce those long track tornadoes. If we start seeing these kind of storms kind of, you know, not very far apart, and they start to congeal and stuff like that, then we get more of a wind and hail threat out of them. Like you said, though, we still could get tornadoes out of them, and with the environment being almost perfect for it, I wouldn't be surprised even if, you know, if we do see some of these line segments to see that. But it's going to be interesting to see, Jesse. I don't know which way to lean, honestly. I mean, usually I have at least some sort of feeling on what's going to happen. Today, I don't have a really good idea. I mean, there's still a lot of cloud cover in the area that's going to keep heating down. Models aren't great about producing a whole bunch of precipitation across here. So we may just see just a couple of really strong storms across the area. And I hate to say hopefully that's the case, but, that would produce the least amount of damage across the area, although it would be in the form of some pretty destructive tornado potential.
John, I think it's a good thing for us to just remind folks when we think about severe weather events like this and the potential and more, why folks just need to be weather aware. Find ways to get information, whether it be their local radio station, television station, on their phone, whatever the case is. It's just important to make sure you can get those reports and notifications immediately when storms do brew, right, John?
You got that perfectly right. I mean, you know, it's springtime and usually we're a little bit more weather aware this time of year, but this far up north, we haven't had a whole lot of that yet. So it kind of puts some people asleep a little bit at the wheel. So yes, if you've got a good way to alert you when those storms are happening, whether it's just your mobile device or if you've got a weather radio or something like that, yeah, keep it close by here today.
And John, we should talk about this as well. You mentioned this front extends down into Texas and the Southern Plains. And then as we get into Tuesday, this threat, it's looking a little bit less than what it is on Monday. But all this activity, this front's going to move off to the east as well. I mean, talk about the rest of the week here, John.
Yeah. So, yeah, today's not the only day. It may be the most intense day for significant tornadoes. But, yeah, we're going to have lots of potential for severe weather here all week long. Jesse, yep, the front here that's going to be over the upper Midwest today is going to shift into the eastern Midwest for tomorrow. We don't have all the ingredients we do farther west, but we have enough out there to produce a pretty decent wind and hail threat for the eastern half of the Midwest all the way back to the Southern Plains. And really, the Southern Plains is just going to be a pivot point all week long. So Texas, Oklahoma, we're going to see day after day of showers and thunderstorms developing here all the way through Thursday, probably even Friday too. And that's, yeah, that's going to be a spot where, you know, we're going to get some heavy rain out of it in some areas there. And, you know, that might be good for folks that have their seeds in the ground or if they've got wheat. Hopefully we don't see any significant storm damage out of that. But for those yet to plant, it might be a little difficult here this week. We, like I said, it's round after round there in the Southern Plains. Farther east, it's not as intense, but we will still have multiple rounds here all the way through Friday. So just be prepared. It's going to be another wet week ahead for a lot of us.
We're talking with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, I should mention as well, early Monday, a low-pressure center over the Northern Plains and the upper Midwest bringing some pockets of heavy rain, it looked like. And talk about some of that, because I know the drought concerns have gotten better in the Northern Plains, but still not great. So some meaningful precipitation, it looks like.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've had some pretty, you know, active weather over the course of the spring, and it's brought showers. It's mostly been in the form of light, sometimes moderate rainfall across the Northern Plains. But those long-term deficits have just been there from last fall. So, you know.
Has issued tornado watch number 181, effective until 11 p.m. This watch includes the following counties in Wisconsin: Barron, Buffalo, Chippewa, Dunn, Eau Claire, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, Rusk, St. Croix, and Trempealeau. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
And how much water is going to fall from the sky, and is it going to fall over those drought areas? I think we've got some good potential to do that. So, you know, Nebraska is going to get kind of missed this week a lot, but next week could be a good week for them.
Well, I know folks can stay up to date with the latest weather forecasts and more. DTNPF.com is where you can go for more information. And again, folks need to stay weather aware. Pretty active start to the week across much of the Midwest. With that, DTN meteorologist John Baranek, always good to hear from you, my friend. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next week here on AOA.
Sounds good, Jesse. Thanks for having me on again.
John Baranek with us from DTN here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some ag groups asking for clear WOTUS definitions after the Sackett case. Also, we're going to get an update on a ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court for CAFO regulations. Todd Neely, DTN Environmental Editor, will join us next to talk about all that and more. Coming up here on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Milk markets were mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, May milk up 3 to 18.30, June up 18 to 17.26, July up 6 to 17.68, August down 4 at 18.03. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets with triple-digit gains as they extend the buying interest from Friday after cash markets were sharply higher. Boxed beef prices also were higher today, and that helped to support the markets as well. Hog markets, meanwhile, were up mostly higher on the day, even though there was a bit of profit taking in the market, and markets were at resistance levels. And some of the hog indexes were slightly higher, and that was enough to support markets. April live cattle up $1.40 to $215.65. May feeder cattle up $1.27 to $291.80. May hogs up 15 cents to $92.95. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat markets were mostly lower on the day. A little bit of a risk-off type of trade due to concerns still over trade issues, as no new trade deals have yet to be announced, and some traders are getting just a touch nervous. Again, strength in the dollar also pressuring the markets. Soybeans, though, were mostly higher on the day. Now, while warm weather should boost emergence, some of the export inspections still remain positive. New crop corn down 5.5 to 4.50 and a quarter. New crop beans, though, were down a quarter to 10.34 and three quarters.
O'Galley Cheese has that perfect Mother's Day gift for your mom. Stop in and browse our large selection of luxurious hand creams, fragrant candles, or elegant jewelry. O'Galley Cheese can also help you arrange a unique wine, cheese, and chocolate basket for your mom. Gift certificates are available in any amount you want. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25. Open 7 days a week.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there.
For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And using quality premium products like Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel and Cenex Maxtron Diesel Engine Oil, they'll help keep your equipment running stronger and longer, especially during a busy spring planting season. Visit your nearest Cenex store location and talk with your local experts, or you can find more today at Cenex.com. As we continue here on AOA, I mentioned we have a little bit of a DTN flavor to the show. We just talked weather with John Baranek from DTN. Let's take a look at news and issues with DTN environmental editor Todd Neely. Todd, it's good to hear from you again. Hope all is well.
Yeah, doing well, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start with WOTUS. That's a term that I think a lot of us have gotten tired of talking about over the last decade plus, Todd. Here we are again with WOTUS in the ag news headlines. And I know a few groups like American Farm Bureau are asking the EPA to give us a clear WOTUS definition. And it seems like we're trending towards that, considering what we heard from EPA a few weeks ago. But get us up to speed on where things stand in terms of waters of the United States.
Yeah, so we're at a point now. The EPA, the Trump EPA, put out a request for comments. I believe it was maybe a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Looking for information as to what, you know, groups want to see with the new rule. One of the things that's come out of at least the early public comment period, which went about 30 days, was that we've seen a real consistency among the ag groups in terms of them wanting EPA to implement a WOTUS that is consistent with the Sackett ruling, the Sackett EPA in the Supreme Court. And a lot of that to deal with like continuous surface connections, white winds being connected to waters of the U.S., like navigable waters via surface. That's kind of what came out of that Supreme Court ruling, is that the Supreme Court basically did away with that significant nexus test that was used for the past, 5 or 8 years. And so we're kind of at that point where, so far, ag groups just want the EPA to come out with a rule that's clear and that's consistent with Sackett. Environmental groups, and not only environmental groups, we saw a group of attorney generals, I believe it was toward the end of last week, who told the EPA that we don't want any changes to the WOTUS rule. And so there seems to be, we've always had a divide when it comes to environmentalists and some states that viewed water protections with the Clean Water Act in completely different ways. And this is really no different. I think right now EPA is kind of in a collecting mode, collecting information. This week, Tuesday and Thursday, they're having some stakeholder meetings. There's a session or two on Thursday, I believe, with agriculture and some other interests involved in that. And so we're at that point. We're just EPA is collecting information, but I think EPA has kind of signaled from the get-go that they're going to make a WOTUS definition that they view as consistent with that Sackett ruling.
Well, and I know that, Todd, over the years, a lot of farmers and ranchers have been caught up in these, back and forth definitions of WOTUS. I mean, someone could have a standing, pool of water in a field that somehow gets considered a navigable water or whatever the case is. I know there's been numerous court cases at the state level and even at the federal level surrounding this. So it's just, it seems like all in all, it's time to just get some sort of, I don't want to say closure because it'll probably come up again, knowing how this is all right. Played out, but just trying to get a clear definition so we can move forward in agriculture, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I still think that that's pretty elusive, although The Sackett ruling in the Supreme Court, I think, went a long way in answering some questions. In fact, that ruling, you know, threw out the significant nexus test, which, if you think back to the Obama administration, when that really became front and center on the WOTUS rule, we had a lot of outcry on that. You know, there was some maps and some other things put out at the time. I remember seeing that the entire state of Iowa could be considered a water to the U.S. under the significant nexus test. And so I think we've gone beyond that because the Supreme Court basically said that that test is invalid. Now it's just a matter of someone piecing together something that would pass all the criticisms and all the opposition that's out there. I don't know that that's possible. We will see legal challenges to this. I mean, that's just the nature of the way things have been. So, while we're pursuing clarity, I don't know how close we will get on it in this particular instance, but I think that, that's going to continue for some time to come.
DTN Environmental Editor Todd Neely with us here today on AOA. Todd, another story you wrote about late last week. Let's talk CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. And I know there's been some environmental groups that have been pushing the Environmental Protection Agency here to kind of tighten up some of the regulations on CAFOs. I feel like this is something that we've seen before as well in varying degrees. So what's the latest right now surrounding CAFOs?
Yeah, so Jesse, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out a legal challenge to some action that EPA decided not to take. In fact, the EPA ruled against a petition from a number of environmental groups wanting more regulation of CAFOs. They want more permits. They want more of a lockdown on pollution coming from CAFOs. I think where we are, I believe that the EPA is still reviewing this issue. I think EPA has acknowledged, even in this court case, that there are some, pollution concerns from CAFOs. It's widely reported that, we've had various CAFOs that haven't, kind of been up to snuff. So I do think that at some point EPA might come out with more, whether it be more limitation guidelines on what can be polluted from a CAFO. I think at this point, this particular case, while it's been thrown out by the Ninth Circuit, we've seen a number of cases from these groups filed over the years. I don't think that that's really going to change, but it'll be interesting to see if the Trump administration, whether they put together something in the next few years that might address some of those concerns.
It's interesting, too, thinking about all of the potential deregulation that we're hearing about and seeing from the Trump administration. And then you look at an issue such as this one that's been around for a while with some of those well-known pollution type problems. I guess it's going to be an interesting ride to see what, if anything, the Trump administration comes forward with here, Todd.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, I think the EPA for years has pretty much acknowledged that more needs to be done on the CAFO issue. I don't think it's something that's really any newsflash to anyone, but, we've got a lot of state guidelines as well on these facilities, and there's a lot of, I think sometimes we kind of get lost in the fact that states, all 50 states have regulations of some kind, whether it be for water, air, and the like. And so I think, we've seen individual states that have really been working to try to limit some of that from CAFOs. But, I think EPA is always going to be a target, whether it be for this particular issue or others. I do think that there's always going to be the environmental groups that want more. And I don't see that really ever changing. But I do think that, when it comes to the CAFO issue, I do think that, there's been some acknowledgement in the EPA that they need to do more. And so I don't know what that looks like, but it's certainly something that's not going to go away.
Endangered Species Act. The Trump administration has proposed a rule that looks like it takes out the habitat harm definition. What's the details there, Todd?
Yeah, so I think what we saw under the Biden administration, was a real lockdown on the ESA. you know, we've seen through the EPA how they've gone back and they're reviewing various labels when it comes to pesticides and other chemicals and things that they deal with to see whether they're ESA compliant. And so I think, far as I can tell, that effort is still going on. Although I would say that, you know, as we've seen from administration to administration, you know, there's always a pullback on the previous administration and what it tried to do. And as you said, you know, the Trump administration's trying to deregulate. And so when we look at this particular issue, I think what the EPA, what the federal government under Trump is trying to do now, they're saying that, you know, we understand that, you know, that the ESA is an important situation. It's got to be implemented because there are really some, you know, some species out there that really do need those protections. But in this particular instance, the Trump administration is going back and saying we've already defined, you know, what a take is under the Endangered Species Act, and we really don't need to add more to it. And so they're going to go back, and I think they're going to basically this particular action is going to take away maybe some redundancies that were implemented under the Biden administration. So we'll see where that goes. I suspect that this is just one of many steps that they're going to take on the ESA. And it's going to be the most interesting aspect from our vantage point is going to be what that's going to mean for the EPA and all of the reviews that it's doing on ag chemicals.
A lot of issues to keep an eye on. You always do a fabulous job covering things. DTNPF.com for more. Todd Neely, DTN Environmental Editor. We're up against the clock. Always good to hear from you. And we'll talk again soon. And maybe by then we might have some ethanol biofuels related news to catch up on, Todd. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I suspect we will. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Todd, have a great week. Appreciate the time.
You too. Thanks.
AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Visit Cenex.com for more. We'll take a look at news headlines coming up next on AOA.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. But not anymore. There's this great company called Zelthy. They're 100% online, and if you qualify, their prescribers can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long way to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. This is a great time to see if you qualify for GLP-1 medications with Zelthy, and all you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text IMPACT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text the word IMPACT to 200-300. That's IMPACT to 200-300. IMPACT to 200-300.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? The smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet. Delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good. but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as AOA continues here today, brought to you by Cenex. Ensure your machinery operates flawlessly, even under the most challenging conditions, with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel and Cenex Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oils. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. Well, the numbers from the latest U.S. export sales report might seem a little low, but getting any sales with the state of the global economy and President Trump's tariffs is a good thing. Allendale Commodity Broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest corn export numbers from the USDA.
Corn came in 1.152 million tons for the old crop. No sales for the new crop, but that's fine. It's early to be getting and booking those sales. But that 1.152 comes in at the upper end of the range. We were looking for a high end total of 1.3 million tons. So overall, it's still very good. It's above the 5-year average, which was in at about 700,000 tons. So we continue to have strong export sales on this old crop corn. So no complaints. You probably could continue to see USDA address this on their WASDE reports as they move forward. They just made a change on the most recent one, so they might wait until June to make the change on the next one. But at some point, I would expect them to address it.
Brian said the soybean numbers were also deceptively good since they are impacted more by tariffs.
Yeah, it's going to sound like it's a low number at 277,000 tons and no new crop sales. But this 276,000 or 277,000 tons is actually still above the 5-year average, which is about 210,000. So overall, we're going to say this is positive. And the reason we want to look at that as positive is we know that we've struggled with soybean export sales for about the last year and a half to 2 years. So to be at or above the 5-year average right now is still okay. It doesn't tell us that the USDA needs to come in and make sweeping changes and cut the export goal by any major number at this point, it still does leave us saying that we're probably somewhere near where the final number is going to be. But overall, it's not a major concern. And you know, as we talk about tariffs a lot lately, it also is telling us that we're not getting some of these countries coming in and making major cancellations. And that's when it comes to the tariffs, especially on the soybean side of things, that's where the biggest concern is, when or if China would come in and retaliate with cancellations on from their side.
Again, that's Greg McBride with Allendale. Well, according to the USDA's April cattle on feed report, the national cattle herd remains smaller year over year despite efforts to increase inventory. What do the marketing trends in the industry look like? USDA livestock analyst Anthony Fisher says when it comes to the number of cattle on feed over 150 days, which he pointed out is typically an indicator of how fast cattle are being marketed, that number continues to grow.
It's well above a year ago in absolute terms, as well as a percent of the number of cattle on feed. This is also reflected in heavier dressed weights of slaughter cattle. Feedlots, they continue to sell fed cattle at record high prices. This underscores their willingness to pay higher prices for feeder animals.
Fisher noted the March price of feeder steers weighing between 750 and 800 pounds was up roughly 12% from last year's figures. He added that the price has been steadily moving up over the past 6 months.
Part of what's driving that price increase is the current fed cattle price, which is very strong. In March, the fed cattle price averaged nearly $208 per hundredweight. This is also a record high price for the five area steers that we track, and it's up 11% from a year ago.
Once again, that's USDA livestock analyst Anthony Fisher. Well, Canadian oil exports are increasing to China. American Ag Network and Farm and Ranch Media's Corinne LaRue has more.
In less than a full year of operation, Canada's Trans Mountain Pipeline to the Pacific has successfully opened and expanded oil markets into Asia while reducing the flow of Canadian crude to the U.S. Gulf Coast. China, the largest buyer, is now importing record amounts of Canadian crude after cutting its purchases of American oil by nearly 90%, a move driven by escalating trade and tariff tensions. The pipeline, stretching from Edmonton, Alberta to Vancouver, British Columbia, entered service less than a year ago and has provided China and other East Asian buyers with greater access to Alberta's abundant oil sands reserves. Through the port terminus near Vancouver, Chinese oil purchases surged to more than 7 million barrels in March and are projected to exceed that figure in April. In contrast, Chinese imports of U.S. oil have dropped sharply from 29 million barrels in June of last year to just 3 million barrels per month. Eon Anderson, who led the pipeline project's expansion and completion efforts over more than a decade, said the Trans Mountain project was easily the largest he had ever managed, installing nearly 650 miles of pipeline from Alberta's center to the Pacific coast. The pipeline expansion project encountered a series of legal, environmental, and financial obstacles before finally reaching completion last summer. Yet Anderson believes the recent developments in North American politics have only reinforced the economic necessity of the project for Canada.
The cash flow from Trans Mountain goes from $200 million a year up to close to $2 billion a year. And the economic impact is estimated to be $7 billion a year.
I'm Corinne LaRue.
Thanks, Corinne. And PepsiCo CEO Ramon LaGuardia said the snacking giant will be accelerating its transition to natural ingredients amid increasing consumer demand and pressure from the White House to remove artificial colors from foods. LaGuardia said during PepsiCo's first quarter earnings call with analysts on Thursday that the Cheetos and Doritos maker plans to have transitioned all the portfolio into natural colors, or at least provide the consumer with natural color options in the next couple of years. Still, he underscored that PepsiCo's chips, puffs, and other snacks are safe, and the company stands by the existing science. He added, quote, "Every consumer will have the opportunity to choose what they prefer," end quote. Now, the comments come 2 days after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced the department wants food companies to voluntarily remove or replace commonly used synthetic colors before the end of 2026. With that, we are out of time here today on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Visit Cenex.com today. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we'll hear from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. We'll also get an update on the New World screwworm issues and a potential ban once again on imports from Mexico. We'll get to all that and more coming up tomorrow on AOA. For now, thanks for joining us. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
For me, the best thing about the VA loan was the simplicity of it.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wallen, D and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A U.S. Navy